From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Friday, March 25th. Coming up, Democrats are not pushing for new state ethics reforms in Springfield this spring, following former House Speaker Michael Madigan's indictment. We'll find out why government reformers say tightened standards enacted last year are not nearly enough. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Illinois lawmakers yesterday gave final approval to spending $2.7 billion in leftover federal COVID aid to pay down the deficit in the state's unemployment insurance fund. There's currently $4.5 billion in red ink in that fund. Governor J.B. Pritzker says it's another step in improving Illinois' finances.
By following through on our commitments to dedicate one-time revenues to one-time costs or liabilities, we are delivering Illinoisans a stronger budget and a stronger state for years to come.
Republicans argued for using more leftover federal COVID relief funds to pay down the entire debt. After yesterday's action, Illinois is left with a $1.8 billion deficit in the unemployment insurance fund. It can either borrow money, raise taxes, or reduce jobless benefits to make up the difference. It's looking to be a volatile season for farmers and consumers alike, with inflation and Russia's invasion of Ukraine creating more uncertainty in global crop markets. Jerry Costello is director of the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Obviously, prices are fairly high on commodities in general, row crop type scenarios. But if you look at ROI, return on investment, it's something we're extremely concerned about for farmers, but also the production of food and making sure that people in the world can eat and nourish themselves properly.
Ukraine and Russia produce one-third of the world's wheat. Costello says a disruption of that supply chain could lead to higher prices at the grocery store, but farmers could also still take an economic hit, with fertilizer and gasoline prices also spiking. The Champaign County Regional Planning Commission is requesting funds to provide rental assistance to families affected by gun violence. Illinois Newsroom's student journalist Luis Velasquez has more.
The commission is requesting support from the Urbana City Council for funds using the Community Development Block Grant and Home Program. Those are federal funds from the Department of Housing and Urban Development. Sheila Dodd is Urbana's interim Community Development Services Director. She says the commission is asking for $120,000 for vouchers and $85,000 for program administration.
We're funding for the first year, and it may go on, but an evaluation will be done, you know, next time this year to see if they need more funding, and they'll go through the process then.
She says about 10 to 12 vouchers will be offered. The Urbana City Council will make a decision on the program in April. I am Luis Velasquez, Illinois Newsroom.
A group of local residents is demanding that a former Champaign police chief be fired from his position as a teacher at Parkland College. Former Chief R.T. Finney has been teaching at the school since fall of 2021, but activists say he should not teach classes on community policing with his record. That record includes involvement in the 2009 shooting death of a black 15-year-old, Kawan Carrington. In that incident, the Champaign County State's Attorney issued a report saying that another officer involved in the interaction with Carrington accidentally shot the teen. As of yesterday, an online petition calling for Finney's removal had 450 signatures. Sundiata Chachua, an African-American studies professor at the University of Illinois, says Parkland should fire Finney immediately.
The police culture under him was abusive. It was deeply racist to have him teaching a course in which officers should be taught to obey the law, to treat citizens with respect, is an affront.
Parkland spokesperson Stephanie Stewart says the college is aware of the petition and welcomes any input that may improve the institution. Finney wrote in an email last weekend that he was unaware of calls for his removal. He has not responded to requests for further comments. Still to come, we'll find out why government reform advocates say Illinois needs further ethics reform. That story from Dave McKinney is coming up next on 217 Today.
The British series Cobra follows Prime Minister Robert Sutherland and his cabinet committee as they navigate national crises. In the second season, an assassination leads to cyber attacks on critical infrastructure. The country is soon at war with an invisible global enemy, and the Prime Minister doesn't know who he can trust. Learn how you can stream both seasons of Cobra as a friend of WILL at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. The federal indictment of ex-House Speaker Michael Madigan gives Illinois lawmakers a chance to do more on ethics reforms. But as Dave McKinney explains, there's little appetite at the statehouse right now to do it.
U.S. Attorney John Lausch made the biggest political headline in Illinois in more than a decade when he announced racketeering and bribery charges against Madigan.
The indictment accuses Madigan of leading, for nearly a decade, a criminal enterprise whose purpose was to enhance Madigan's political power and financial well-being while also generating income for his political allies and associates.
A sober-sounding federal prosecutor going after yet another Illinois politician is an all-too-common scene at Chicago's federal courthouse. But at the statehouse, legislators are winding down their spring session. And Democrats like House Speaker Emmanuel Chris Welch say they're equally committed to clamping down on corruption. Just maybe not now.
We know that ethics has to be taken seriously here. Corruption has to be taken seriously. And I'm proud of the work that the House of Representatives has done under my leadership as Speaker.
Neither Welch, Senate President Don Harmon, nor Governor J.B. Pritzker are floating new ethics proposals since Madigan's indictment. Instead, they're focusing on what they did last year. That's when they put restrictions on lobbyists and Commonwealth Edison, and they changed financial disclosures for lawmakers. But a top government watchdog says that's not nearly enough given the new charges against Madigan. Alisa Kaplan leads Reform for Illinois.
It's a crisis for Illinois' reputation as a state and for the confidence of Illinois residents in their government.
Kaplan has ideas for stronger ethics measures in the wake of Madigan's indictment. Things like public financing for House and Senate campaigns to reduce the influence of leaders like Madigan. Even tighter lobbyist disclosures. And more authority to the legislative inspector general who polices misconduct in the Illinois House and Senate.
Absolutely, there should be a big push for stronger ethics reform. I don't think we're seeing it.
Tom Homer was Illinois' first legislative inspector general, and multiple times he asked lawmakers to give the office more power and greater transparency. He's now calling for penalties on lawmakers who ignore conflicts of interest. And Homer has also repeatedly asked for teeth in a decades-old law that bars legislators from misconduct, because anyone who violates that law faces zero penalties. He calls that a mockery. Mostly, Homer's calls fell on deaf ears, but he hopes the Madigan indictment will change that.
At this point, I would say the legislature has totally turned its back on the issue. And, you know, I don't know what it's going to take. Maybe it's this case, but the time is here.
Republicans are trying to capitalize on Madigan's legal problems and are pushing their own reforms. GOP State Representative Deanne Mazzocchi of Elmhurst wants to bar politicians from using their campaign funds to pay for criminal defense lawyers. Madigan has used his campaign donations to pay more than $4 million in legal fees since 2020. But Democrats have put Mazzocchi's bill in a legislative deep freeze.
I know it's hard, but legislators need to actually accept that we need to start policing ourselves and do it in a meaningful way, because if not, we're going to continue to see more indictments, and Illinois is going to continue to be a laughingstock.
Certainly no one is laughing about the latest ethical blemish on Springfield, but time to do anything about it is ticking away. This is Dave McKinney.
Illinois lawmakers are scheduled to end their spring session on April 8th. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see mostly cloudy skies today with a chance of light rain and a high of 51 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Farrah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Caroline Kobzanski, Tim Shelley, Luis Velasquez, Madison Holcomb, and Dave McKinney. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a good weekend.